Welcome to the Maestro Circe podcast, where English learners worldwide learn and increase fluency in American English. As an English learner who moved to the United States of America more than 40 years ago, I began learning American English with the guidance and encouragement of my teachers. As an American English teacher with over 30 years of experience teaching English learners in California, USA, I know that learning English is neither easy nor simple. Learning English takes discipline, motivation, and hard work. Let's work together to help you succeed.
Welcome to the 34th episode of the Learn American English with Maestro Circe podcast. Today we're going to focus on two topics. In today's episode, we're going to introduce our listeners to the simple present tense. After this segment, we're going to help increase English listening comprehension and knowledge about Southern California, United States of America. We will focus on the fourth part of our ebook, Weekend Road Trips in Southern California, United States of America. In today's episode, we will listen to Chapter 2, Embracing Nature's Wonders, including subchapters The Serenity of Descanso Gardens, as well as Channel Islands National Park and Cabrillo National Monument. You're also invited to read our ebook online and interact with our artificial intelligence chatbot by visiting the ebook section of our educational website, www.sercea.com. Are you ready? Let's begin.
Understanding simple present tense. What is simple present tense? Simple present tense is used to express an action that happens regularly or facts that are true in the present. It is one of the basic verb tenses in English that helps us talk about habits, routines, general truths, and scheduled events. Structure of simple present tense. In the simple present tense, we use the base form of the verb for most subjects. However, we add s or es to the base form of the verb for the singular third-person subjects, he, she, it. For example, she plays the guitar every day. Usage of simple present tense. Habits and routines. We use simple present tense to talk about actions that happen regularly. For example, I eat breakfast every morning. Facts and general truths. Simple present tense is used to state facts and general truths. For example, the earth revolves around the sun. Scheduled events. We use simple present tense to talk about events that are scheduled in the future. For example, the movie starts at 7 p.m. Signal words for simple present tense. Signal words can help us identify when to use the simple present tense. Some common signal words include always, usually, never, sometimes, every day, on Mondays, in general, and so on. Examples of simple present tense sentences. She bakes cookies every Sunday. The train leaves at 9 a.m. They study together after school. Practice time. Now, let's practice using simple present tense in sentences. My mom, work, in a hospital. The birds sing, in the morning. We watch, movies on weekends. Remember to use the correct form of the verb in the simple present tense for each sentence. Good luck with your practice. Continue learning and practicing simple present tense to become more fluent in using this essential verb tense in English.
You are listening to the ebook Weekend Road Trips in Southern California, United States of America by Maestro Circe. Today we will focus on Chapter 2, Embracing Nature's Wonders, including subchapters, The Serenity of Descanso Gardens, as well as Channel Islands National Park and Cabrillo National Monument. You can also read this text online and interact with our artificial intelligence chatbot by visiting the ebook page of our website, www.sersea.com. And now, let's begin. The Serenity of Descanso Gardens. As I step through the gates of Descanso Gardens, I can't help but feel a sense of peace wash over me. The air, once heavy with the noise of the outside world, becomes a symphony of birdsong, nature's own lullaby. It's as if the garden has its own secret language, whispering tales of beauty and tranquility to those who take the time to listen. And boy, is there beauty to behold. Everywhere I turn, my eyes are met with a kaleidoscope of colors. The flowers here are like living works of art, their petals bursting with life and vibrancy. It's almost overwhelming, the sheer variety and magnificence of nature's creations. I find myself completely mesmerized by the rose garden, where thousands of delicate petals unfurl, each one telling its own unique story. The scent of roses hangs heavy in the air, filling my senses with a divine fragrance that I wish I could capture and keep forever. But the roses are just the beginning. The Japanese garden beckons, a tranquil oasis that transports me to another world. Here, everything is meticulously groomed and cared for, and the attention to detail is awe-inspiring. Bonsai trees, their ancient branches twisted and gnarled, stand as silent guardians of this sacred space. And the koi-filled ponds, with their still waters and vibrant fish, create a sense of calm and serenity that is beyond words. What's truly special about Descanso Gardens is that it's not just a beautiful place to visit, but a living, breathing entity that changes with the seasons. I can only imagine the cherry blossoms in full bloom, their delicate pink petals creating a dreamlike setting. And the winter, with the moonlight forest exhibit, must transform the gardens into a magical wonderland, casting a soft, ethereal glow on everything in its path. As I reluctantly make my way out of Descanso Gardens, I can't help but feel a sense of gratitude. This place, with its breathtaking beauty and peacefulness, has touched my soul in ways I never thought possible. It has reminded me of the wonders that lie just beyond my doorstep, waiting to be discovered. So I implore you, my fellow wanderers, to come and experience Descanso Gardens for yourselves. Let its serenity captivate you, its beauty inspire you, and its magic awaken the traveler within. Channel Islands National Park. As I stood on the sandy shores of Ventura Harbor, map in hand and excitement coursing through my veins, I couldn't help but feel a surge of anticipation. It was a crisp morning, the kind that makes you feel alive and ready for an adventure. I had heard tales of the enchanting Channel Islands, and today, I would finally get to experience their magic firsthand. With each step I took towards the boat that would ferry me to the islands, I could feel the butterflies in my stomach fluttering with excitement. The boat pulled away from the harbor, and as we sailed through the glistening waves, a sense of awe washed over me. The islands emerged from the mist, imposing and majestic, like mythical creatures rising from the depths of the ocean. The beauty of the islands was staggering. Cliffs soared high into the sky, as if reaching out to touch the heavens. Lush greenery draped the landscape, a vibrant contrast to the deep blue of the sea. Time seemed to stand still here, preserving a world untouched by the chaos and noise of modern life. But it wasn't just the scenery that took my breath away. Channel Islands National Park is renowned for its rich marine life, and I was eager to dive into its depths. I signed up for a kayaking expedition, hoping to get up close and personal with the wonders that lay beneath the surface. As I glided through the crystal-clear waters, I felt a sense of joy and wonder. Playful dolphins leaped and danced alongside my kayak, their sleek bodies slicing through the waves. The seals lazily basking in the sun seemed to beckon me to join them in their carefree existence. And if luck was on my side, I might even catch a glimpse of the majestic whales that call these waters home. But the islands had more to offer than just marine wonders. Hiking trails crisscrossed the hills and valleys, promising stunning views and a chance to reconnect with nature on a deeper level. I embarked on a challenging hike, determined to let the beauty of the islands seep into my very core. From the cliff's edge, I watched as the waves crashed against the jagged rocks below, sending sprays of mist into the air. The salty breeze caressed my skin as I marveled at the resilience of life that thrived in this harsh environment. As night fell, I decided to embrace the opportunity to truly immerse myself in the wonders of the islands. I set up camp under a sky ablaze with stars, their twinkling lights a breathtaking display. The rhythmic sound of the waves crashing against the shore serenaded me to sleep, and I felt cradled by the peace and tranquility that surrounded me. Channel Islands National Park had surpassed all my expectations. It was a sanctuary, a place where adventure and solace coexisted in perfect harmony. As I looked back towards the mainland, a bittersweet feeling settled over me. But I knew that I carried with me the memories of this extraordinary place, memories that would forever be etched in my heart. So, with a twinkle in my eye and a sense of deep gratitude, I bid farewell to the Channel Islands, eager to embark on my next great adventure, eager to discover what other wonders were waiting to be explored in my beloved Southern California. Cabrillo National Monument. As I stood before the grandeur of Cabrillo National Monument, I couldn't help but be taken by its sheer magnificence. The larger-than-life statue of Juan Rodriguez Cabrillo, the adventurous explorer who first stepped foot on the west coast of the United States, greeted me with a sense of awe. With his unwavering gaze fixed on the horizon, I felt as if he was inviting me to embark on my own journey of discovery. As I meandered through the paths that winded through the monument, I was immersed in a captivating tale of exploration and settlement. Plaques and signs peppered the landscape, whispering stories of the past and inviting me to unravel their secrets. It was as if the very fabric of history was reaching out to me, urging me to become a part of it. But it was the opportunity to explore the tide pools that truly stole my breath away. As the tide receded, a hidden world was unveiled before my very eyes. The rocky coastline transformed into a rainbow of colors and textures, with sea anemones swaying gracefully in the gentle currents and hermit crabs seeking solace amongst the rocks. It was a mesmerizing sight, a reminder of the incredible diversity and resilience of marine life. Eager to embrace the natural beauty that surrounded me, I decided to venture onto one of the scenic trails that snake through the park. The cool ocean breeze tickled my face as I made my way uphill, leaving behind the noise and chaos of the city. The trail immersed me in a tranquil oasis of coastal sage scrub and chaparral, with delicate wildflowers dotting the landscape. The sights and sounds of nature cocooned me, transporting me to a world far removed from the distractions of everyday life. And then, as if to reward me for my wanderlust, I was graced with a breathtaking encounter, migrating whales. From a lookout point, I spotted these magnificent creatures gliding gracefully through the ocean. Their sheer size and beauty left me speechless and in a state of awe. The annual migration of these gentle giants serves as a testament to the wonders of the natural world, and I felt incredibly privileged to be a mere spectator to this awe-inspiring spectacle. As the sun began its descent, I found myself seated on a bench, taking in the panoramic views that stretched before me. The golden hues of the setting sun danced across the city skyline, while the rhythm of crashing waves mingled with the distant laughter of fellow visitors. It was a symphony of tranquility, a gentle reminder of the harmonious relationship between man and nature. In that moment, I realized that Cabrillo National Monument had not only granted me a journey through time, but also a spiritual connection to the land and sea. My expedition to Cabrillo National Monument was nothing short of extraordinary. The melding of history, natural beauty, and a sense of serenity left an indelible mark on my soul. Whether you're someone who appreciates the wonders of nature, a history enthusiast yearning to delve into the past, or simply seeking a respite from the chaos of the world, I implore you to embark on this journey of discovery. Explore the hidden treasures of the tide pools, tread the scenic trails, and bear witness to the magnificence of migrating whales. Cabrillo National Monument offers an enchanting blend of adventure and tranquility that is sure to create memories to be cherished for a lifetime.
Thank you for being part of today's podcast with Maestro Circe, where English learners worldwide learn American English. Due to popular demand, we are now sharing educational podcasts twice a week, on Sundays and Wednesdays. In the meanwhile, if you'd like to access a variety of educational offerings, feel free to visit our website at www.sersea.com. Learning English takes discipline, motivation, and hard work. Keep up the good work.